Well, no, no, this was very good today. The conditions were good, and we were out in Rathdrum, the National Intermediate, and the Masters, and underage cross country. So it was a good day for Donegal. Some results I don't have finality on, but I'm going to have a shot at some of it. The big result was Teresa Doherty. She won the National Masters individual title. She was way out on her own. She was very impressive. She had 100-150 to spare right nearly from the word go, and it was a very, very impressive performance from Teresa Doherty. So well done to her. She's national champion tonight again, and you know, she probably has led Finn Balley into the team medals as well, but I cannot confirm that just right now, and because she has some really serious support from Kay Byrne and from Kathleen McNulty and so on. So it was a Bridget Murray. So a really good performance. Well, let's see what happens when the results do come out. The Masters men, well, again, we'll have to wait and see. I would say they'll probably have come close to medals. The team may have come close to medals. But back on to the Masters women for a second. The Donegal Women's Masters team will certainly be in the medals, and that's down to Claire McGuigan, a great performance. She finished third behind Teresa. Karen McCready, she finished about sixth. And then, again, the girls that I just mentioned in support. So it was a very, very strong Donegal Masters Women's team performance. Very, very, very hard to call the Masters men. But the best of the Masters men was Dermot McCarr of Finn Valley. He was top 15. A good performance from him. But let's see the out of the county. The best performance in the men's was John Joe Gardy, a really, really strong performance. His first time ever running at this level. And in the top 10, in the top 4, in the top 5 throughout the race. And, you know, what I would say to him really is he finished 11th. I would say, you know, he'll have to build on this performance and progress from here. But this has been a great experience for him. And he did show signs today that he will definitely be an impact athlete in the months and years ahead. So a new kid on the block in terms of Finn Valley, a new kid in the golf scene. So well done to him, well done to him. Then the Masters women, a great performance from Sarah Kelly from Inishowen Athletic Club. She continues to turn out the performances. She finished third in the National Intermediate today, a strong performance. And, you know, she does it every time. And it's been a great season for her. So well done to her. Fair play to her. In the underage section, well, Finn Valley were really, really unsung. They got four teams into the medals. They're under 11 boys and girls. They're under 15 boys, and they're under 13 boys. They were outright winners of the 13 boys. And I'd say, in fairness, Finn Valley will pick up at the award ceremony, the National Underage National Award Ceremony later in the season. They'll pick up the trophy for the best club on the day today. So well done to them, and good performance. The Rosses were there as well, and the Rosses lads and the Finn Valley lads combined and the other 11 boys to pick up county medals there. So all in all, a good day, but the big story, obviously, was Teresa Doherty and that Masters women's team, both Finn Valley and Donegal, from Helen McCready and Claire McGuigan, yet again, returning brilliant performances, and they said Kay Byrne strongly in support.
Well, good news indeed, Patsy. Just before we let you go, Sonia O'Sullivan is going to be among the competitors in Ballyliffin on Easter Saturday. So it's already a tremendous race, and certainly her presence will really add to things even to an even greater extent.
Yes, I hope so. And it's going to be a case of run with Sonia. You know, I mean, just to underline, in fact, you know, people do know that she was the greatest all-time athlete ever out of Ireland, and you know, it's a great privilege and honour for us in Ballyliffin and indeed the Donegal Athletics that she is coming north, and she is coming to spend a few days in Ballyliffin, and you know, I hope it'll bring out a big crowd, and you know, there is that 7 or 10 mile option to walk, run, jog. So you know, and I would throw out a word of warning, you know, that there is a 1500 limit on the race, and the way I'm seeing it at the moment, that race could close in the next 3 or 4 weeks. So you know, people might want to get on to that www.visitballyliffin.com and get themselves entered, because I do believe the 1500 limit will be hit pre the race, and people might miss the event. So you know, and why put a limit? Well, we have ordered 1500 medals, we want to make sure everybody goes home happy. So it's a beautiful, beautiful medallion as well. So to celebrate her 20 years since she won her medal at the Olympic Games, and even I say it myself, it's a class replica medal of an Olympic occasion. So encouraging people to get online and get themselves out.